When students returned to school last year, it was clear the pandemic took a toll on learning. The state of Illinois invested in a number of strategies to help children recover. A major one was high-dosage tutoring. It's become something of a buzzword, but research shows it can be highly effective. Illinois State University is working on a program that the state plans to extend into the next year. Susie Ahn from Chicago Public Radio reports.
Class just let out at Mohawk School in South Suburban Park Forest, and Principal Lori Colbert walks the halls. The kids are all smiles, but Colbert remembers when students first came back to the building after remote learning. She noticed both academic and social-emotional losses.
We knew that we had a lot of work cut out for us as far as closing those gaps, those academic gaps, and meeting the students where they were.
Before the pandemic, about 28% of the students in the school district were meeting standards in English. After the pandemic, that number was cut by more than half. Math performance suffered even more. This was common across the state. The Park Forest School District, which Mohawk Elementary is a part of, is one of 46 districts in the state that are participating in the Illinois Tutoring Initiative run by Illinois State University. The money comes from the Illinois State Board of Education, which has spent nearly $300 million of its federal COVID relief dollars so far on helping schools recover. Christy Borders runs the program. She says time is limited during the day to work with students who are behind. With high-impact tutoring, kids in a small group have the time to master a skill. After a year of tutoring, she's seeing signs of improvements, but it's hard to say how soon a program like this can fully catch kids up.
The hope is when you build those foundational skills, then they can start moving a little quicker. And frankly, some of our students are years behind when it comes to grade level.
Governor State University, along with a few other Illinois colleges, are training and supplying the tutors for the Illinois Tutoring Initiative. Jessica Macias is a psychology grad student who tutors at Mohawk. She collects a few third graders from the cafeteria after dismissal. They walk to an empty classroom, pull out worksheets and math toys, but they also take a few minutes to talk about pajama day before they dive into fractions.
So you made it for PJ day. I wish I would have known I would have worn my PJs.
And in my class, I felt like sleeping.
Oh, because you were in your PJs?
Many districts have prioritized tutoring in their recovery efforts, even if they're not part of the state's program. Research shows all tutoring can be beneficial, but high-impact tutoring is especially effective because of its frequency and the attention given to students in small groups. Macias tutors in math for an hour three times a week.
It is not homework help. It's more what the children are learning in the curriculum at the school.
The tutoring program focuses on districts where COVID had a disproportionate impact. 83% of the students in the Park Forest School District are considered low income. The state got nearly $8 billion in COVID relief funds for schools, and each district got a cut of that. By districts participating in the state's program, it allows them to preserve their own COVID relief dollars for other necessities. The tutoring initiative won't have full data until the summer, but Director Christy Borders says some of the early stats show a noticeable difference between the kids who are receiving tutoring and the kids who opted out of the voluntary program.
I always say, yes, we want the test scores to move, but more than that, we want kids to believe that they can learn and that they can be confident in the classroom, because that's when real learning can occur.
The state is extending high-impact tutoring into next school year with its remaining federal COVID relief money. Border says the learning disruption during the pandemic was like water freezing in cracked pavement, deepening the divide. For more students to succeed, she thinks tutoring like this will be necessary even after COVID dollars dry up.
I'm Susie Ahn.